بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls, and of course all mummies and daddies listening tonight. This is your Masjid Quba. Tonight we will inshallah carry on with the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So get tucked in and here we go. The Great Sacrifice. One night the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream. Allah had ordered him to carry out a special task. Allah had ordered him to sacrifice his son, the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. In those days, Allah talked to the prophets, but he didn't talk to them like we talk to each other. He talked to them through dreams. It was as if a dream was like an order from Allah. The next day, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam called his son to his side. O son, O Ismail my son, I had a dream last night. This dream was from Allah. He has asked me to sacrifice you. Any other child would have been frightened. Any other child would have cried at the news. But the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam had faith in Allah. He knew that his Lord never harmed anybody who was good. Soon both father and son left the beating sunshine of Mecca. They travelled together to the glittering valley of Mina. They didn't stop until they saw the place the Prophet described in his dream. At once, the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam lay down on the ground and closed his eyes tightly. His father stood near him and picked up a knife. He was ready to obey Allah. He was ready to sacrifice his son. Just as he was about to do so, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam appeared suddenly by his side. With him was a ram to be sacrificed instead. Both the prophets Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam jumped with joy. They thanked Allah again and again, for they knew that Allah loves those who listen to Him. They knew that Allah loves those who trust Him. To this very day we remember the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We remember the sacrifice Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to make. We remember his faith, and every Eid al-Adha we celebrate this blessing of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Now, boys and girls, what did you all learn today? The prophets always listened to Allah. Ismail alayhi salam, the son, he always listened to Allah and his father. MashaAllah, that was a beautiful story. So alhamdulillah, just a reminder for the children who have done some beautiful colorings to pick up and collect their prizes. Inshallah, they're all waiting for you in the masjid, the prizes, your colorings. Please come and collect them. Inshallah, the masjid will be open. And from tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow alhamdulillah, all masjids will be open again. And whenever a Muslim returns to the masjid, Allah is really happy. So alhamdulillah, there's two things we must do every night. Do you remember them two things? That's good. MashaAllah. What do we do? We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with your mommy and daddy, and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. So inshallah, join us again on Friday. And we have some special programs this month and next month. So we hope to see you soon. Until then, Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.